A lot ahead of us here in this first hour. Roadways, for the most part, dry. May still have some sidewalks and driveways that are in the shade that have some ice on them. That's the case at my house. But the roads were pretty good. Looks like all the schools are back to action today. And it's time for
one
the
One day O-deck. Week.
Yeah, one day week. Yeah, that perfect. Sounds great.
So perfect.
It's time for the O-Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Greg. As I was barreling down the highway today trying to get to work, I was taking the fast lane.
No way.
Yeah, and I was having life there. So I guess you could say it was...
life in the fast lane.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that I was driving in there, in that left lane. Anyway, I did notice that there were times where all of a sudden the car would just move over about an inch while barreling down the road.
That's
and
unsafe.
It was on the left, there were some frozen spots I didn't see, and you'd feel the car slide.
Your life makes me so nervous.
It was a very scary feeling. And so I'd appreciate if y'all took extra care as you speak with me today, because I've been traumatized.
Oh, just stay humble.
And all right, sports on TV. Super Bowl coming up, and everybody's going to watch it. The numbers are always through the roof. It still is the most watched event of the year. It's the only thing that people really gather around as a nation anymore.
Yep.
You know, used to, when they would have some big finale of a show that had run a long time, the last MASH episode, I remember, was always ranked in the top five, I think, watched things of all time.
It was number one for a long time, wasn't it?
Yeah, and now it's just like Super Bowl or live events, such as. But I complained recently about when I watch sports on TV, it just doesn't look that high def to me. And I don't know why that is. It's like I can have the right TV. I can have it. Yes, I'm on the HD channel of this. Everything should be giving me a better picture than it's giving me. But when I pause it and I try to zoom in, it's not that high def.
Sure the problem's not on your end?
No, I'm not sure about that. So you guys, when you're seeing it, you're in ultra crisp, high def.
Seems to be.
For me, it depends on the network.
Okay.
NBC is famous for their high-tech, high-def cameras. So they have the best picture. Any football game, any network, NBC always has the clearest. So when I'm watching NBC, yes. When I'm watching Thursday night games on Amazon, very fuzzy. Very bright and blurry, and they have a terrible picture.
Yeah. And that was the biggest promise of high def, was going to be these live sporting events that were just going to be amazing to look at. And I have not seen an amazing to look at live sporting event in forever.
I think maybe if you went back and watched regular definition TV for a week and games.
Oh, it's definitely better than that.
Then you went back to HD, you'd be blown away.
Yeah. Even my degraded HD, I'd be blown away. Absolutely. Because anytime you watch some old program from way back then,
it's terrible.
You're like, how do we even put up with this?
I know.
Well, I have an explanation here for what I may be encountering, and others may be like me and encounter to where they think their high def is not high def enough when it comes to sports. And it comes to us from the Ticket Zone, Peter Welpton, who is a sports watching aficionado, because he's all up in that soccer business. He says, basically, the answer to your question, why don't I see a difference, is that most 4K NFL broadcasts aren't actually produced in native 4K. They're upscaled 1080p, which is a form of high def, but it's not, it's not 4K. And that's what I'm talking about. When I'm trying to watch this 4K high, this is the greatest of all greats.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I thought you've just been saying HD.
Yeah, which to me.
I didn't know you meant 4K.
To me, I guess I've moved it up.
Okay.
Like high def or ultra high def, highest end of high def should be now probably 8K rather than 4K. But yes, as now, we improve.
Yes.
There, it's still not, but I'm saying what I'm watching is not that great.
There I'm with you. Whenever I go to 4K, it's almost a worse picture than the regular HD
view. And how is that possible?
I don't know.
So he says, they're actually upscaled from 1080, which is why you're not seeing much of a difference. In fact, depending on whether it's Fox or CBS, what you're getting at home isn't even 1080p. It's very old school 720p or 1080i resolutions. Not that I know the difference in all those other than numerically, but the I and P, I guess, interlaced or progressive. If you've ever saw a sporting event in native 4K HDR, which I think is high dynamic range.
Sure.
It would blow you away.
Okay.
Weirdly, Apple TV was delivering MLB games and still does MLS games in true 1080p at a very low compression rate. And those games look so much better than any NFL game that you see these days. So soccer and baseball on Apple TV, or at least in 1080p, okay, which is low, which is not compressed to high holy hell.
I'll check that out just to look at it.
I know, because the times that I've been in like a store that's showing something that's in whatever is the latest of the highest of def.
There it does look good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when it gets to me through my system and whoever I've signed up for, it's... It looks like I'm looking at about a third generation copy of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always darker. When I go to 4K, it's always darker than the HD, the regular feed.
Yeah.
So I've never stuck with any 4K channel longer than about a minute.
It's crazy that we remember when HD came about and Mark Cuban started his HD network.
Yeah.
And there was nothing that was produced in HD at the time, so he didn't have much to choose from. I remember thinking, I wonder if this is going to work.
What was that? 2002-ish? 3-ish? Somewhere in there?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Right?
Yeah.
Around 2000, 2003? When we saw the planes hit the towers, was that in HD?
No.
I don't think so.
No way.
I think we still had the old... big, deep television sets.
Yes, that, we did.
That were as deep as they were wide.
Mm-hmm. When did you guys get your first flat screen? I think for me it was like 2007, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
That's crazy that that has been that recent to
me.
Yeah. Because it...
And it wasn't that flat compared to now.
Right.
Yeah, now they've got them like your... like a computer monitor is.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I remember buying, going and researching TVs and buying a nice TV. This is probably in 98, somewhere in there, 97. It was the deep TV that weighed so much. And I thought, oh, this is the greatest TV. And I paid a lot for it. And I think it was only about 27-inch TV. And now... you go in and, hey, we're having a doorbuster sale, $199 for a 100-inch TV.
Yeah.
Don't know how we've done that, but it's been great. Yet they will put the worst speakers on those TVs. You can, you have to get external speakers.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than the built-in speakers. Okay, so that's the explanation. Hopefully the Super Bowl will be broadcast in something that's 4K ultra high def with Jesus vision.
You would think if any event would be, it would be this event.
Yes. Yeah, I want to see Super Bowl where it looks like they're right in my living room with me. And I want hologram TV to get here where the players are playing in my living room.
We want things more kick-ass.
Right.
Right now.
So I just can sit around and not do anything. I want to sit in my underwear and have NFL players entertain me in my living room. Passive-aggressive phrases. Daddy provided me a list of passive-aggressive phrases that he thinks people need to stop using.
Okay.
Tell me if you've heard anyone say this. It's actually a list of phrases you should not use with your friends. Wow, must be nice.
Wow.
Yeah, that this was kind of a beating.
If you share something that, you know, that you're going through, there's a bit of a beating and everything, and then they turn it around, wow, must be nice. In other words, your problem
right,
is not that big compared to the problem that they've just led you into that they're about to tell you about.
Right. I almost view that as aggressive and not passive-aggressive.
Right. There's no passive in it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've had... Yeah, maybe I have had a friend say this. I thought we were closer than that. It's been many years since I've heard that, but... Wow, I thought we were closer than that. That's such a manipulative phrase. Why didn't you tell me so-and-so? Well, I don't know. Wow, okay.
Thought we're better friends.
I thought we were better friends than that. I thought we were closer than that. You do you. Oh, I hate that phrase. You do you. That's so stupid.
With a point.
Who was the first one to ever say that? You do you.
I don't know, but to take that another step, I hate it. For example, I didn't hear anybody say this, but Cooper Flagg scored 49 points last night. I'm sure somewhere somebody said, that's Cooper Flagg doing Cooper Flagg things.
Somebody on SportsCenter started that.
That beats
me. I
don't know
who, but somebody did.
I've noticed that when the internet came around and everyone was kind of online, I think everybody got a little bit too cute by half. It's like everyone all of a sudden was just a sarcastic, quipping person, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe his friends that also did that because they were all
boy
quippy.
No kidding.
Chill out. It was a joke. So, it's another phrase. Oh, this is a Matt McLaren phrase. Do whatever you want.
Do what you want.
He had a little bit different formulation. But now, I don't understand this. This, to me, is not always a passive-aggressive phrase. You are overreacting to this. Like,
yeah,
you want a friend who can give you that perspective.
Right.
Now, they may be wrong, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, someone who's looking at a situation saying, I don't know, I think you may be overreacting to this.
It's a good way to throw gas on a fire.
Since you don't get it, then obviously we're wrong.
What?
To say that to someone. Oh, overreacting.
You know, in our women episode that we did of the podcast, the Musers of the Podcast this week, which is doing fantastic and so many people are texting. There's a phrase similar to this that you're not supposed to say to a woe man.
What's that?
Calm down. You're never supposed to say calm down. That will almost guarantee that things will not get calmer. But isn't that a double standard? Because it seems like a woman should be allowed to tell a man to calm if she thinks he's...
Mm-hmm. Which also will not help the situation.
No, it won't help the situation, but it's... if it's somebody that you trust telling you that, hey, you know... Calm down. Hold on. We'll handle this.
It's soccer.
It's soccer. This is just soccer.
We tell our kids that all the time. Calm down.
Well, it sounds like you don't really care what I think. So that's a passive aggressive move right there. How many times have any of us heard the phrase? I think this one's used in relationships a lot. It's fine.
It's fine.
Or I'm fine.
That's when you know they're not. Or
what's
it's
wrong,
not,
you and know. You get a nothing.
All the time.
Why is that? Why doesn't the person just tell you? Is it because they don't want to deal with it then, and so they?
I said it's fine.
Or they want you to ferret it out of them. Mm-hmm. What is going on? But they want to put up a bunch of roadblocks and make you work to get over the obstacles. And in some way, that proves that you care about them, that you're willing to go through their obstacle course, their emotional obstacle course they've set up for you. This is one I hate. Because, in fairness, I'm not good about texting. Mm. Not sure if you've got my text, but could you... The leading it off with not sure if you've gotten my text, but you guys ever get that? You are probably good about answering all texts.
I try to be.
I guess you don't think it's important to spend time with your friends. Passive aggressive phrases to avoid in your friendship.
Sad thing is there are some people that use all of these commonly.
Yes, the time. Very passive-aggressive people. Do you prefer someone who's aggressive or passive-aggressive?
Oh, aggressive.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Because then it's just right up there. You know what you're dealing with. They can't ride the high horse the whole time. What? I didn't say anything. I just...
Well, you're upset.
Yeah. I was just saying that
maybe
I...
for you.
You know, maybe that's just a difference between you and me. I think it's important to spend time with my friends, and maybe we don't, you know, see... It's okay to be different. I mean, I'm not saying that it's...
Obviously.
I'm presenting my clearly superior position and saying, it's, but I mean, it's okay. It's just... just a little bit different. And then finally, one tech note that I thought was of note, and that is, did you see where Tesla is talking about discontinuing the Model S and the Model X?
Yes.
I believe. And Elon kind of indicated that in the future, Tesla may not even be making cars for people to drive, you know, like you buy a car. Talking about maybe going more into robo-taxis and other technologies that they're working on, you know, battery power, this battery banks, that sort of thing.
You know, one reason they're discontinuing, well, two reasons. Those models don't sell well. But two, the factory where they're built in Fremont, California, they're turning that into
Starbucks.
Manufacturing only Optimus robots.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That's the other big thing they think is going to be the future of the company. Robotaxi and Optimus robots, and so they're going to devote an entire factory that used to build cars
to building
those
humanoid robots.
Humanoid robots.
Yes, yes.
What's happening?
What do you mean? This is all what we wanted. We wanted this all to happen, and then all the people that warned us about this that there may be a downside to it. We made sure we embarrassed them and told them they were stupid and it's not going to happen and shut up about it. And then now that it's here, you know what we tell them now? Okay, fine. No one likes to say I told you so. Come on, shut up. You're not allowed to say it now either. You weren't allowed to say it then, and you're not allowed to say anything now.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's fine. I guess you guys don't think friends are important.
There will almost certainly be a day, I don't know what the timeline is, but where every household has a humanoid robot in it that helps with everything, that mows the lawn, does the dishes.
I think each person in the household will have a humanoid robot.
Maybe.
That does their chores for them, that does their homework for them, that gets everything done for them. And then the robots have to coordinate with each other on the family schedules.
Yeah.
And the humans just all sit in their rooms.
And we just watch 4K.
Yeah, and they're pickle brine watching 4K.
By then it'll be 20K.
Right.
40K.
Just having constant orgasms.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.